The Bourne Identity by Robert Ludlum.
The traces are there. The markings. That's evidence. Interpreted by you, with a heavy dose of cynicism thrown in. Suppose I had an accident and was patched up. That would explain the surgery. Not the kind you had. Dyed hair and the removal of clefts and moles aren't part of a restoration process. You don't know that!
Said the unknown man angrily.
There are different kinds of accidents, different procedures. Good. Get furious with me. You don't do it half often enough. And while you're mad, think. What were you? What are you?
The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acor. So I set out to find the students, those 1 in 5 who were truly flourishing. The individuals who were above the curve in terms of their happiness, performance, achievement, productivity, humor, energy, or resilience. To see what exactly was giving them such an advantage over their peers. What was it that allowed these people to escape the gravitational pull of the norm?
The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss.
I began to admit impossible truths to myself. The Chandrian were real. Haliax was real. If the story Scarpy had told was true, then Lanre and Haliax were the same person. The Chandrian had killed my parents, my whole troop. Why? Other memories bubbled to the surface of my mind. I saw the man with black eyes, Cinder, kneeling in front of me, his face expressionless, his voice sharp and cold.
Someone's parents, he had said, have been singing entirely the wrong sort of songs.